The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, do you know the name Belle Gibson? Not a pop star, but she was a celebrity of a certain degree of infamy from Australia. And Bo Donnelly is the co-author of the book, The Woman Who Fooled the World. And he's with us now, Bo. Thank you very much. Thanks, for joining us. Okay, who is, was Belle Gibson?
Who is Belle Gibson? Belle Gibson is a young Australian woman who rose to fame in 2013. She appeared on Instagram under the name Healing Belle, and she claimed to be healing her terminal brain cancer with a healthy diet. She very quickly amassed a huge online following, almost 10,000 followers practically overnight, 70,000 within a few months, and by the end of the year she had 200,000 followers, many young women, many cancer sufferers and their families. What happened next was that Belle Gibson launched a smartphone app, which Apple went on to promote as the first health and wellness app ever created. The app was hugely successful, and Apple basically handpicked her as an Australian star developer, flew her to the States and back, and had her working in secret on the smartwatch prototype. So her app was going to be one of just 11 handpicked from more than 2 million on the App Store that year to feature on the smartwatch. Belle Gibson then approached Penguin Publishing, the world's biggest publisher. She had an idea for a cookbook. That was approved. She was paid $132,000 as an advance for the book, and the book was released in Australia. It was set to be then released in the UK and Ireland and the States the following year. The problem with this story is that Belle Gibson never actually had cancer.
She never had any cancer, let alone terminal brain cancer. No cancer at all.
That's right. So she didn't have terminal brain cancer or any of the other cancers that she also went on to say that she had suffered from. So we had heard about this. My colleague Nick and I had heard about this while working for Melbourne's Age newspaper. And we started digging around and having a look. And really, we pulled the thread, and the house of cards came tumbling down very quickly.
Yeah, how was she unmasked?
So we had been tipped off by one of her friends that she'd been faking cancer. And we eventually had spoken to quite a few people in her inner circle. And within a couple of weeks, we had half a dozen people who all told us off the record that she wasn't sick. That wasn't enough for us to publish a story in the paper. So we figured if she was lying about this, what else would she be lying about? And we started looking into her other claims, specifically those around her charity donations. She had claimed to give tens of thousands of dollars away to charity. So really, we just followed the money. We contacted the charities and we found out that she hadn't paid them. And we knew that if we could write that story about the financial fraud, that would smoke other people out, and also questions would be raised about her diagnosis. And that's what happened, and it happened very quickly.
How much money do you reckon had she taken in which she hadn't given on to charity?
Well, in the space of 18 months, she'd earned about $500,000. And this is from app sales, book advances, a few, you know, appearances. But really, she was set to cash in much more than that. She was on the cusp of, you know, her book was going to be available for sale on 3 continents. Sales of her book in the first 2 months had topped 16,000 copies. So really, she was on the cusp of a very lucrative.
And before scam. I ask you more about her, how many people perhaps decided to follow her recommendations, not use recommended cancer treatments, and instead follow her diet to deal with their illnesses?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's something that's very difficult to quantify. So we spoke to some family members of cancer patients and cancer patients themselves who had suffered. You know, we spoke to a young woman whose father was dying of terminal cancer. Now, she knew that the recipes weren't going to save her dad, but she spent hours every week with her sister trawling the markets of Melbourne and trying to find the rare ingredients in the recipes. And it's very sad. It's very tragic. And that man actually died the week that we ran our first story. And the problem there is that we've come to learn is not so much that he dumped conventional medicine and he suffered as a result of that, but it's a very important time that's lost when a family member passes away, where people say things that, you know, maybe have gone unsaid. And that's lost when people are running around trying to, you know, trying to save, feed this person these recipes. And really, it's trading on false hope.
How did she think she was going to get away with this?
We're not entirely sure. And we're not convinced that she set out from day dot to become a cancer scammer. Yeah, Belle Gibson had a history of lying from a very young age. We spoke to her her drama teachers, her friends, her family members, her mother. During school, she had a reputation as just being a fibber.
A fantasist?
Yeah, and also she would lie about various medical dramas as well. So first it was her heart, then it was a stroke, then it was a seizure, then it was brain cancer. We think it's far more likely that she has always lied to gain attention. Face-to-face, those lies have never really been believed. But when she took her story online and found the forum of Instagram, it just blew up.
And people just believed her automatically without asking questions.
People believed her automatically. And she was legitimized in a way by Instagram, by Apple. And then the mainstream media came calling. Elle magazine called her the most inspiring woman of the year. Cosmopolitan magazine gave her an award. Apple gave her awards. She was...
And what age was she at this stage?
She was 23 years old, but she had also lied about her age. She had claimed to be 26, but we pulled some documents that she'd filed when she started her business, and she had lied about that too.
So what happened to her? Was there any conviction or any charges brought against her?
Yeah, so she was charged under civil law in Australia. There were many people gunning for her and calling for her to be charged criminally, and they wanted her in jail. But she was charged under civil law for deceptive and misleading conduct. And last year she was fined just over $400,000. And she actually didn't turn up to any of the court proceedings. She didn't file a defence. She still lives in Melbourne.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's happened to her now?
Yeah, well, as far as we know, she still lives in Melbourne. She has a son who would be around 7 or 8 now. She lives with her partner. She's not working in a public space, but we have been told from friends of her, people who are still in contact with her, that she's working on other business ideas, possibly a dating app. So it's quite the story.
It is an extraordinary story, a remarkable story. It's in the book The Woman Who Fooled the World. It's written by Bo Donnelly and Nick Toscano. Bo, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.